This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Motherhood. We all know it's a tough and never-ending gig, from giving birth and visits to the doctor to school bake sales and soccer practice. Motherhood can feel like normalized chaos. That experience is the subject of a new play in progress by Brooklyn-based playwright Aya Ogawa. Her previous play about fathers was a New York Times critic's pick. For this one, Aya talked to a diverse group of 9 Boston moms about the experience of being a mother and to mark Mother's Day. She's here with us now to share some of what she heard. Aya, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So why the focus on motherhood this time?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I was working on this play about fatherhood and thinking a lot about parenthood in general. I'm a mom myself. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. And so much of my experience of motherhood was at once really stereotypical and also at the same time felt so unique to me. And the further I got into it, the more I really wanted to reconnect with my mom about this whole journey of it. But my mother actually passed away when my older son was less than 2 years old.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And so it just has left me wanting to connect laterally with other moms and it be a place to be okay to express our frustration and anger and also the joys of the experience.
Can you tell me a little bit about the moms you talked to?
Yeah, well, the only thing they have in common really is that they're based in the Boston area, but really a wide range of ages, a wide range of ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds. I conceived this play to be by moms and for moms, but I didn't want to just pull from my experience. I wanted to make sure that I was capturing a wide range of people.
And what kind of questions did you ask them?
Well, it ranged from, you know, what surprised you the most about this motherhood experience? What do you wish you had known before you had stepped into it? To questions like, you know, looking back at your own mother, how has your own experience of motherhood changed your relationship with your mom?
What are some of the themes that came out of those conversations?
One of the things was just the level of mental and emotional labor that's involved in motherhood, right? It's not just the physical labor of the actual birth and the breastfeeding and the lack of sleep. And this is something that I really heard from several moms. One of the moms I talked to, Latasha, really illuminated this idea for me in this beautiful way.
What size shoes do the children wear? What's their doctor's name? What's their blood type? When was their last doctor's appointment? How many teeth does Leah have in her mouth right now? I started listing all these things that I realized take real estate in your head as a mom. And he said, I don't know. Why should I know that? I said, because I do. I know everything about these children that I forgot what my favorite color is.
That kind of sounds like maybe she's talking to her husband and saying, hey, these are the things I have to think about and maybe you don't.
That's exactly it. We talked a lot about, you know, often in heterosexual relationships, even with both parents working or both parents being very progressive, a lot of those unseen things fall to the mom. And maybe the dad doesn't quite realize exactly how much real estate it's taking.
Can they be themselves and also be mothers?
Oh, gosh. It's so tough. And that's something that came up a lot as well. The identity piece is huge. Samantha, who's a consultant in the nonprofit field, talked about this in a great way.
The structure of motherhood, the playgrounds, the playdates, the parent organization, the kid is so robust. Mm-hmm. It's just such a big network of activities and identities that it just consumes you.
So how do the moms deal with that?
It's a struggle. It's a real struggle. As an artist, you know, once I had kids, I was like, oh my God, when am I ever going to be able to make work again? And it was really a terrifying experience, actually, grappling with that kind of identity shift. As the kids get older, it does get easier. the resilience of the mom being about the embracing of and the ability to transform themselves over and over to accommodate their own needs and their growing children's needs. And I also wanted to share this great piece of advice from Latasha, which I thought was a perfect way to think about motherhood in opposition to the kind of perfectionism that a lot of moms experience or feel like they're supposed to attain somehow.
The only perfect mom is the one that keeps trying, right? The one that keeps going forward every day, even when your kids piss you off.
And these feelings and challenges and that they expressed, did you get the sense that they get to express those feelings often, or they kind of feel like they don't have room to have those conversations?
There isn't a lot of space to talk about these things. There isn't a lot of time to talk about these things because we're just chugging along and have to keep all the ducks in a row.
So for people who aren't moms, what do you think they should keep in mind on Mother's Day?
Well, speaking as a mom myself, I would love for that to mean not just the flowers and the breakfast in bed, but maybe an honoring of who your mom is outside of the mom identity, outside of the primacy of that mother-child relationship, and honor that person as well.
That's Brooklyn-based playwright and mom, Aya Agawa. Thank you so much for joining us, Aya.
Thanks for having me.
And to the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day from all of us here at WBUR and Morning Edition.